Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Talk with Tonsoni. I am your host, Brian Tonsoni, and this episode of Sports Talk with Tonsoni will feature a discussion on a bucket list of Major League Baseball stadiums to see and a bucket list of players to watch down the stretch of this Major League Baseball season. For more information on a variety of sports, please read our work at sportstalkwithtonsoni.com and on Twitter at SportsTons. Please let us know your thoughts. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and most other podcast hosts. This episode was recorded on Tuesday, July 23rd. Before we begin this episode, here is a short word from one of our sponsors. Sports fans have their favorite sports teams and players. Whether it is watching in person or on television, fans will always have their favorites. This episode will discuss some Major League Baseball stadiums to see for all fans and some of Major League Baseball's best players to check out. This is our bucket list for Major League Baseball. We hope you enjoy this podcast, and it encourages you to create your own Major League bucket list for this season and for seasons to come. This is our second edition of our Summer Bucket List podcast, and these Bucket List Sports podcasts are presented by Beer Church Brewery in New Buffalo, Michigan. A bucket list item for me is owning my own company. Haven't achieved yet, however. Beer Church Brewery is owned by my wife's cousin, John Listina, and Jane Simon. They have great craft beers and wood-fired pizza and sandwiches. If you live in Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, or Ohio, it is only a day trip away. Follow them on Twitter with the handle at Beer Church Brew and on the web at beerchurchbrewing.com. Going to a baseball game is an American tradition. The thrill of walking into the stadium and seeing the green grass on the field never ceases to amaze. Whether you like the old traditional stadiums or the brand new state-of-the-art stadiums, there are places for you to go to get your baseball fix. Today, I will share with you my list of 10 parks to see in the near future. I have been to several stadiums that may make some of your list, but that I am not going to include on the bucket list for today. Those stadiums include Wrigley Field in Chicago, Fenway Park, Boston, Busch Stadium, St. Louis, Miller Park, Milwaukee, Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, Target Field in Minneapolis, and Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago for the White Sox. So none of those will be on my list today. I've also attended 7 games in Major League Baseball stadiums that are no longer in use, and most of those have been torn down. So here is a list of 10 Major League Baseball parks on my Beer Church Brewery bucket list, starting out with the National League. The number one, or we'll go in reverse order here. Number 5 is SunTrust Stadium in Atlanta. I've been to Atlanta. I've been to both parks in Atlanta, one for a football game and then at Turner Field for a baseball game. SunTrust Stadium is in the northern part of Atlanta, I believe, in the suburbs. A beautiful stadium, brand new, opened just recently. Would like to go see that. Traditional stadium to go see for me is Dodger Stadium with the expansion out west in the 50s and 60s, and also to get a Dodger dog. Number 3 in the National League is PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Get a hotel room downtown Pittsburgh and walk over the Roberto Clemente Bridge. There's a player that I wish I would have watched and been able to see in my time. Don't remember, I was so young when he tragically passed. But PNC Park is a beautiful park with opening up the outfield to the downtown area. That's number 3 in the National League. Number 2 in the National League is Oracle Park in San Francisco, formerly AT&T. Get some garlic fries. Look at the bay. See if there's any home runs from left-handed hitters splashing down. But, again, right in the middle of the city, great atmosphere around the park. And the number 1 National League park on my bucket list is Petco Park in San Diego with the Western Metals Supply Company factory on the left field pole and a beautiful view of downtown San Diego. Petco Park is a great place for kids to go, and it's just a great place for baseball, and it helped that part of San Diego in its refurbishing of that part of downtown San Diego. We head to the American League in reverse order again. Number 5, Progressive Field in Cleveland. Been to the old stadium, Municipal Stadium, for a football game, as my dad was a Browns fan and I kind of root for the Cleveland Browns. was never there for a baseball game, but that was quite the park. But Progressive Field is a nice park. It's also where the Chicago Cubs won the 2016 World Series, and so I'd like to go back and see that park. Comerica Park in Detroit, simply because Detroit baseball, I believe that's a team that I never really followed as a fan, but Tiger Stadium is a park that I wish I had made at some point. And so I'd like to go see the new park in Comerica. Yankee Stadium, New York, because it's Yankee Stadium, and it's right across the street from the old Yankee Stadium, where I, as a 16-year-old boy on a band trip, convinced a chaperone to take the subway out of Manhattan into the Bronx to see a game at Yankee Stadium. And I'd like to see the new Yankee Stadium. Minute Maid Ballpark, just a neat setup with the short left field porch, the Crawford boxes, the train track up above. It used to have the hill in center field. I'm glad they kind of took that out, made it more like a regular ballpark. And the number one American League park on my bucket list is Oracle Park at Camden Yards, again with the warehouse down the right field line. Was the first of its kind to kind of get away from the cookie cutter dimensions and make a unique dimension with the old style park outside. Comiskey Park, the new Comiskey Park, tried to have the retro on the outside look with the convenience of the circular nature on the inside look. But Oracle Park started that, and you've seen many of the new ballparks follow, and I believe that's a place that I would like to see. So there are, those are 10 parks on my list. What's your list? Share with us at Twitter, at Sports Talk, at Sports Tons, and let us know where you'd like to go or where you've been and what you've appreciated. A couple of old stadiums, Yankee Stadium and Old Comiskey Park, are gone and missed. I've been to both of them. Obviously, living and growing up near Chicago, attended many games at Old Comiskey Park. The Italian Beef down the third baseline underneath the lower deck was a stop for me almost every time. Able to buy some adult refreshments before 21 at Old Comiskey Park. And would walk the outfield and the walkways between the outfield bleachers to the center field bleachers and the scoreboard, and then also the stadium, the picnic area beneath the outfield deck where you could be at ground level and look out to the fenced-in area. Some really neat experiences there at Old Comiskey Park. And it's, for me, it's really sad when those old ballparks get torn down. I mentioned earlier that one of my regrets when it comes to baseball bucket list is not going to Tiger Stadium before it was closed and torn down. And then the traditional fan in me appreciates stadiums like Ebbets Field, Polo Grounds, Crosley Field in Cincinnati, and Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. I wish you could go in some virtual reality maybe at some point, a field trip, to see what it was like to see some of the great players in those parks. Jackie Robinson, so forth, in those parks. So, you know, when you get to the stadium or when you turn your television on, here is a list of 10 baseball players currently in the Major League Baseball that I believe are worth watching. And so this is the Beer Church Brewery bucket list of players to watch that you can tune in if you're a baseball fan. We'll start with some old-timers that didn't make the top 10 list. Justin Verlander, Clayton Kershaw, and J.D. Martinez, a couple veteran, three veteran players that I think are worthy of tuning in and watching. Some really exciting young players that did not make my bucket list were Fernando Tatis Jr. of the Padres, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Eloy Jimenez of the White Sox, and Pete Alfonso of the New York Mets. Some honorable mention, I wish I could fit them onto to my list. Aaron Judge of the Yankees, Manny Machado of the Padres, and Alex Bregman of the Astros. So in reverse order, again, of players that I'd like to go see in person, or I would like to definitely tune in and watch on television this season and the upcoming seasons. Number 10 from the New York Yankees, Gleyber Torres. Infielders, played some second base, played some shortstop for the Yankees, former Cub, a minor leaguer, just an outstanding shortstop with great power. Number 9, Nolan Arenado of the Rockies, one of the best defensive third basemen, and also is an outstanding hitter. Number 8, Francisco Lindor, shortstop of the Cleveland Indians. If you listen to the All-Star game, watch the All-Star game, he was mic'd up on the field, and it was a very enjoyable session. But Francisco Lindor is a great player, really enjoys the game, and that's something that I like to watch when I tune in to baseball, are those players that have a passion for the game, are good at the game, and really enjoy the game of baseball. Number 7, Christian Yelich from the Brewers, outstanding power, has really made himself into a great hitter. Number 6 from the Dodgers, Cody Bellinger, another home run hitter. And I guess as fans, we always like to see the long ball and guys who can really, you know, tag the baseball. Number 5 is Mookie Betts of the Red Sox, probably one of the best baseball players around. Total defense, offense, running, 5-tool guy. Number 4, Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves. Just an I think probably the best young player in baseball right now. You know, your Tatis and Guerreros are right on his heels as far as outstanding players being young. But I would pay to go see Acuna Jr. at a stadium nearby. Number 3, Bryce Harper. With me, he's starting to fall down the list a little bit. But yeah, you have to realize that he is just an outstanding talent. Number 2, probably my favorite baseball player right now, is Javi Baez of the Chicago Cubs. Just the energy that he plays with. And one of the things that is exciting is the quickness of his tags. We all like batting average and home runs and great dives for defensive plays, great throws. I really enjoy watching Javi Baez at second base taking throws and tagging runners out. And Javi has his moments where he might not run real hard to first base, but those are far and few in between. He really enjoys the game and makes it exciting. And probably the best baseball player right now who is worth a watch on television or a price of a ticket is Mike Trout of the Los Angeles Angels. Just an outstanding player. Out on the West Coast, a lot of Midwestern and Eastern fans probably don't see as many of his games, and he doesn't get the notoriety, but I believe he is the best player in baseball and worthy of a ticket. And so I hope that this spurs you to think about baseball. If you're a baseball fan, where do you want to go to see a game? You know, there's 2 months left. Maybe you can get out and see one before the season's over, or maybe you can plan in the next few years. What players do you want to tune in and see or check out while they're in the major leagues? Tune in this year. Some great pennant races going on. So that'll do it for this edition of Sports Talk with Tonsoni. I'm your host, Brian Tonsoni. Check us out on Twitter at SportsTons. Let us know what your bucket list is for Major League Baseball. And the next few issues will concern NFL bucket list and NCAA football bucket list. So stay tuned for further bucket list programs. Thank you for listening.